Coming at Home with Sarah and Tennille. Sarah, it's not often that you're moving more than I am when the music comes on.
I mean, it's Bon Jovi.
You must like Bon Jovi. Well, he says, it's my life. And you know, that's a really good song for what we're going to talk about today. Because this is something new. I had no idea that this even existed. So this Thursday, which would be the 19th,
correct,
I believe,
yes,
is Evaluate Your Life Day.
I've never heard of this either.
Well, I think we need this day because we need to take a moment to just evaluate. And I'll tell you what that means in a minute. But this day was created by the people at WellCat, which is like an American online support group.
Uh-huh.
And it just encourages people to check in with themselves, see what's going on in their lives, and to set things on the proper course.
Well, this is not a bad idea.
It sounds kind of deep, but yeah. Once we discuss this, I think everybody might be able to pull something from it. And, you know, we need to get ready and do a little evaluation. So, Sarah, we're going to evaluate a little bit here.
Oh, we're doing this, like me and you are doing this,
yeah,
today.
Yes.
Oh,
we're going to get ahead of Thursday.
Okay.
Because we might be busy on Thursday. So, we're going to go ahead and do it today. But just some of the questions that are suggested for this particular day. One of them is, am I using my time wisely? Now, this is a very broad question, but I'm going to break it down into two different sections.
Okay.
So there's our time at work,
okay,
that we can use wisely. There's also our time at home that we can use wisely.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel like you're doing? Let's do home. How do you feel like you're doing at home? Use your time wisely.
You're really asking me to answer these questions.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Full disclosure, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I feel like I use my time wisely more than I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not 100% using my time,
okay,
wisely.
What do you waste your time on at home?
TV. Playing a game on my phone.
Okay.
Is that wasting?
But is that wasting time or is that downtime? Are we allowed any downtime?
Yes, but I probably would consider it wasting time when I know that I have like things that I really need to get up and do, like finish the laundry, fold the clothes that is in a pile beside me.
Also, we're replacing things that we need to be doing with the other things.
But yeah, I'm for the downtime. But you know, sometimes when you get home and you have all that to do, you just want to sit for a minute. I don't think that's wasted time.
But then the 1 minute turns into,
yeah,
an hour,
that
or 2 hours.
The waste.
Well, that's
time.
What happens to me.
Okay.
Now, I think you and I both do pretty good with using our time wisely at work. And I'll tell you why. We want to get it done,
yeah,
so that we can move on from it.
Yeah.
So we like to check things off. And so I think home would probably be the biggest challenge. And I probably waste time in the same ways that you do, TV and social media and playing around on my phone. It's kind of my wasting time.
Right.
So.
I mean, I do like to take a nap some afternoons, like Sunday afternoon nap.
Is that wasting time?
I don't think that's wasting
time. That's recharging. That's not wasting time. Okay.
Okay.
Let's think about another question.
All right.
Am I in the right mindset before I go to bed at night?
This is easy for me.
Oh, well, go.
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Okay. How are you in the right mindset?
Because I have done what I need to do for the day. If it didn't get done, I'll do it tomorrow. But when I'm ready for bed, I'm ready for bed.
So can you forgive yourself if there's something left undone?
Yes.
You can rest at night.
Yes.
If all the laundry didn't get folded,
it would get done in the morning. Hey, at least they're clean, right? No, I want to be, back to the home thing, time-wisely, I want to be efficient.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it just doesn't get done, and I'm ready to go to bed, and I'm going to go to bed because I'll be in a better place to move forward with it the next day.
Okay. And you know, a routine is suggested to get you in the right mindset, you know, and everybody's routine does look the same. Some people have to have their shower. Some people read. There's others that like to take a bath and they do a certain routine. And so, you know, everybody's path to bed looks different, but you need to have one.
Okay.
That kind of trains your body, because we've talked about sleep before.
We
kind of trains your body to recognize, oh, we're getting ready to lay it down.
Like, I don't have a really strict routine, but I do, you know, change my clothes. I have to turn the TV off. I got to have my fan on. those kinds of things.
TV where, off, fan on.
I mean, that's about it. I go to sleep pretty easily.
Okay, when you get in the bed, do you play on your phone?
No, that is a no phone.
Really?
When it's plugged in to charge for the night, I'm done.
Oh, wow.
And in the morning, I don't get on it either.
Well, I have time to be on it in the morning.
But I know a lot of people will do that. I use mine as my alarm clock, and then I set it down and go about my morning.
Okay, you don't check the weather and scroll to see what happened last night?
I usually ask my husband about the weather.
So he has to scroll. Okay, I got you. All right, so we're in the right mindset before we go to bed. Now, am I waking up in the morning ready to take on the day's challenges? So what is your mindset when you wake up? Are you excited? Do you have a positive attitude about the day? And I'm going to be honest. Yeah. It depends on what I have to do that day.
I agree 1,000%. Uh-huh, like, what am I waking up to?
Right.
If it's, hey, we're going to the beach today, I'm out of the
Well, yeah, bed. I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
But even on work mornings, I enjoy my job. Yes. So it's not like I'm just, ugh. If I felt that way, then I would probably need to reevaluate my job situation while evaluating my life.
Well, that's a lot of evaluation going on.
And you know me very well.
Yeah.
In general, I'm a very positive person.
Yes.
So I do typically wake up like, let's do this. I'm not all like peppy and I don't...
No, you're not peppy in the mornings. No,
I don't want to really talk a lot in the morning. But I'm not negative. I'm like, you know.
You're neutral.
But yeah. Let's do this.
There are a couple of things that like play into that. You know, like getting enough sleep. Yeah. That helps us to wake up in the right place. Also, giving yourself enough time so that you're not rushing in the morning.
You're right.
Because if you're rushing, you're not in a good headspace.
No, if you slept late. No, yeah. Like it totally throws you off. I agree.
It does. So, you know, we might need to evaluate that. Now, let's shift a little bit. We've been talking about going to bed, getting up.
Making me sleepy.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. Have I been taking care of myself physically? Ooh, now we're getting deep now because this can go a lot of different directions.
It really can. And you're really, the first thing that came to my mind when you just asked that question was the podcast we did 2 weeks ago about why we don't walk, the reasons, you know, so that kind of ties together. Like, and it's not just physical health, like, am I going to the doctor? Am I falling through, like...
I thought about screenings.
Yes.
Like, your screenings every year that you get busy and it's like, oh, put it off. Well, you know, and somehow the year's gone.
Am I eating the right foods? Am I drinking enough water? You know, the sleep comes back here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot.
My mental health.
Oh, 100%.
You know, am I taking care of my mental health? So...
Yeah, that's a good question to ask yourself.
Yeah.
And be real with your answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a lot to kind of digest right there. How is my appearance? That's another question.
Okay.
Now, you know, I mean, I look good, but is that what they're asking me? No, but but I mean, all of the things that we take into account with our appearance.
Yeah.
You know, our skin, our, you know, all of the different things, you know.
Yeah. Self-care.
Self-care.
Is basically what this boils down to. Because you can tell when you've had people in your life really going through some stuff.
Yeah.
They're not really paying attention to their self-care.
Right.
Maybe just a little disheveled, where they usually have ironed clothes on and they don't.
Or, right.
You know, they're just not taking the time to brush their hair and just regular daily personal maintenance.
Right. So that is something we may check in with ourselves about as we evaluate our lives.
Right.
Remember, we're doing all this on Thursday. We got to think through all these things on Thursday.
We're starting today, so by Thursday.
We're starting today. By Thursday, your life should be evaluated and on track. Okay.
Yes.
Am I letting things that I can't control stress me out too much? Now, you know, you and I are both control freaks. I'm just going to put it out there. We both are control
freaks. We like things how we like things.
Well, okay. That's the nice way of saying it. Are we letting those things stress us out that we can't control?
Sometimes I probably do.
Mm-hmm.
But I have been more intentional lately about like letting things go that I literally can't do anything about.
Yeah.
Whether that be a person or something at
a place
work.
Or thing.
Yes, right?
A like, noun.
Yes, because I feel strongly about it doesn't mean everybody else does. And I can't change that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or, you know, gosh, why do we have to do X, Y, and Z for work? Well, you just do. So,
you know.
I mean, if I can't directly control it, why am I wasting precious energy on stressing about it. And sometimes you can't help it.
Yeah, yeah. Some things are stressors in our lives. I mean, let me just say, my 2023 has been a spiral. This thing has been a tough year.
Right.
But 2020 kind of taught me some things. The pandemic, wow, pandemic kind of taught me that I have no control.
Oh, gosh.
It retrained me. And it helped me to deal with things that I can't control. So yeah. I still stress over some. Of course, I'm human. But I think that kind of taught me to let go
yeah.
a little bit.
No, I agree. I hadn't really thought about it in that aspect. Mm-hmm. But you're right, because there was nothing mm-hmm. that we could do at mm-hmm. that point.
Yeah.
Right.
That year taught me a whole lot. So let's think about this one. Am I putting enough energy into my relationships?
That's a good question.
And now this could mean romantic relationships, your friendships,
right.
you know, any relationship with your children,
yeah.
Your family members, all of those things. You're putting enough energy into it.
Well, I think that is one where you're really going to have to look at yourself and say, what am I focusing on, myself
mm-hmm.
or the people that I care about? Or yeah. am I giving all my attention to my job? And mm-hmm. I, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it could be good things that you're giving your attention to.
Yeah.
But you're taking attention away from possibly the relationships that keep you grounded.
Right.
You know.
And I think you really have to listen to what's being said. If someone is telling you that they're not getting what they need from you.
Yeah.
I think that you really have to hear that. And decide whether you're going to be able to, you know, kind of rearrange things, reevaluate, go back to this word,
yes.
reevaluate how you are interacting with that person and
right.
and really see if you're able to give them what they're asking for.
And maybe evaluate your priorities.
Yeah.
Have you let mm-hmm. some things take a higher priority in your life that maybe should be
mm-hmm.
second and third tier things, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Okay. What about this? Have I gone outside of my comfort zone?
Well, that's stressful right now, making me think that.
Well, no, but I mean, we need to,
yes.
what is the, YOLO, you only live once.
Right.
So we need to do some things that scare us. We need to do some things that challenge us and challenge who we are.
Yeah, you're right.
And frankly, we need to surprise ourselves from time to time.
You may be inspiring me right
now. You know, we need to do something that is so unlike us
yeah.
that our friends can't believe that, you know, we're considering it or that we're doing it.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
nothing dangerous necessarily.
You don't want me to go jump out of an airplane.
I said necessarily. Now, if that's what you choose.
Yes.
But, you know, we need to do something that's outside of our normal routine.
Oh,
normal
yeah.
routine.
You may learn something about yourself in
you
the
might.
Process.
You might.
I think that's a good encouraging thought there.
Something to really think about.
Well, on the flip of that,
yeah.
have you been avoiding anything? Is that a question we need to ask ourselves?
I've been avoiding a lot of things. So, are you saying we need to stop avoiding and confront some things?
Well, possibly. If when you evaluate your life, if they're holding you back from joy and happiness and
yeah.
moving forward or stepping out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, address some fears, maybe.
Yeah, or even issues with other people.
Yeah, that's
that
true.
That are affecting relationships, or that may be keeping you from, hey, I really want to go do X, Y, and Z, but. Like,
yeah.
deal with that but, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Woo, this is a lot to unpack here. And, okay, let me put this deep one out here. Do I trust myself? Now, what this means, in my opinion, and do I trust myself to say the right things in situations, to make the right decisions? And I will tell you, sometimes you question that trust in yourself.
Oh my goodness,
because,
yes.
you know, especially when you have to make big decisions.
And if they potentially affect other people.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I'm with you.
It, you know, you have to trust yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of that is getting all the information you need.
Yes.
Before you speak on something or make a decision.
And not just reacting. Is that
mm-hmm.
what you're saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Kind of ponder it, gather information.
Because, you know, our emotions just make us, you know, woo, we
right.
just act.
And, you know, a lot of people will seek spiritual guidance before they make decisions.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
something that people feel like they need to do. I mean,
right.
so when you ask, do I trust myself? My answer would be that I do trust myself to do those things.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
I'm not as very much a reactor.
Right.
As other people that I know and love. You know, that's why we counterbalance each other so well. But there are times where I may need to react a little bit.
Yeah.
Instead of sitting back. So.
Yeah.
I do. That's a good question.
So, you know, there are some other things that people might want to think about that, you know, there are questions you need to ask yourself, not just Thursday, but ongoing. Right. And, you know, there may be some things that you may have to seek help with. You know, these things that we've talked about, you can probably figure out pretty well.
True.
But, you know, there are some deeper things that, you know, people may want to reach out for help.
Yes, and they're, like, that's encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's so many resources out there.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid to say, you know what? I think I need to go talk to somebody.
Yeah. Like, ask yourself, are things going well overall with me? Or is there something going on in my life that really needs to change?
Like the avoidance stuff. Like,
yeah.
But being very specific.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Avoid stuff. Okay. So dive deeper.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's probably one that most people could pinpoint that I probably need to deal with that head on.
Right.
You know. And then, I like this last question.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
what do you wish to be known for?
Oh, my goodness. What do I wish to be known for? I mean, she got it done. Whatever it was, she got it done. And she did it like only she could do it.
Yeah.
And that's how I want to be remembered. Yeah. That's how I want to be remembered.
We need to think about, like, at the end of the day,
yeah,
when I chose to fully live, mm-hmm. what will I be remembered for and known for?
Yeah. And I mean, that's pretty good. What did you ever do this in school? Maybe it wasn't school, but somewhere, like, what do you want your tombstone to say? Did you ever hear that exercise or somewhere?
Talk about that,
I don't think it was at school, but we did it somewhere. Like, what do you want your tombstone to say? So
that's a thought. Or even like, in your profession, what would you want people to come to you for? Like, what do you want to be known for? Or, you know, in a social group or your community. Like,
mm-hmm.
she's the one that can get X, Y, and Z done.
Yeah.
Like, or in your family.
No, I don't want to be. Don't tell the family to come see me. No, no, delete that part. We'll delete that part. But thank you all for joining us today.
On that note.
I hope that everyone will spend some time evaluating your life on Thursday. Ask yourself some questions. Maybe ask yourself one or two. You don't have to evaluate everything in your life. But do some self-reflection.
Yeah.
In the words of Bob Marley, live the life you love.
And love the life you live.
Happy evaluating.